WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Digging in the right place can still lead to problems. That was the case Friday night at the construction site where the Plaza Hotel once stood at Texas and University.
There was a gentleman operating a backhoe, and he thought he was digging in the proper place based on where he saw the gas lines marked. And it is an inexact science sometimes. And when he dug down with a track hoe, it hit a 4-inch gas main.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says no customers were affected, but for the better part of 2 hours, traffic was blocked at and around the intersection, and those staying at 3 nearby hotels couldn't use their vehicles, all as a safety precaution. Stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties results in a prison sentence of 60 years.
A news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 55-year-old Cunning Morgan of Houston used the same scheme to take high-end vehicles. The normal punishment range between 2 and 10 years was increased due to Morgan's criminal history. With 7 prior felonies, including aggravated robbery and aggravated assault, he could have received a life term. That was one of 2 jury trials that ended Friday. The other was the conviction of a former College Station man for stalking his ex-girlfriend and breaking into her home, taking all her underwear and swimsuits. 24-year-old Justin Pressler will be serving at least 6 months of a 10-year sentence. Prosecutors said Pressler repeatedly stalked ex-girlfriends, destroyed their property, continuously harassed them, and retaliated against them when they called the police. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, 4 Rockdale men were arrested yesterday, accused of burglarizing several College Station cars and stealing a man's property from beside his U-Haul trailer as he unloaded it. Officers who responded to the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop found 4 men in a car with the property reported stolen from the U-Haul, as well as property from 2 other burglaries and additional items that appeared to be stolen. Arrested were 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horatio Estrada, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis. The case is still being investigated, but it's believed the men are responsible for several other local car burglaries. A suburban Houston woman is going to prison for 38 years for a drunk driving crash at Montgomery County 2 years ago that killed 2 people and injured a third. 24-year-old Nicole Bacchus had 21 drinks in 4 hours before getting behind the wheel. Major Randy Field is with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
1 or 2 drinks in an hour period over time is not going to be considered excessive, but you get to the point of 21 drinks in a 4-hour period. Common sense comes into play. That's just way too many drinks.
The bar in question lost its license for 1 month, but has since reopened under a new name. Back on the A&M campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker has accepted another presidential appointment. The dean of the Bush School is one of 3 men named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees all U.S. government-supported civilian international media. Crocker and the others were recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Crocker was also a lecturer at Yale before returning to College Station. The 3rd special session of the state legislature resumes this afternoon. The Senate spent little time passing its version of a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding, but Senator Charles Schwertner voted no, among other reasons, because it doesn't call for a minimum amount to stay in the rainy day fund.
Right now, there's anticipated to be $8.5 billion in the rainy day fund. I believe it should be a indexed floor that will go up and down based upon the maximum amount of money that is allowed in the rainy day fund. We have a maximum amount that we can put into the rainy day fund, and I think it should be 1/3 of that amount. That would be about $4.8 billion.
Schwertner also wants the minimum set by a majority vote of the House and Senate, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board. A letter sent by 37 Texas members of Congress to the president was part of the successful appeal leading to the city of West being declared a major disaster area by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien, whose district includes West, says the FEMA declaration means $35 to $40 million for the city. $3 to $4 million will be flowing quickly to replace water and sewer lines.
If you think about it, your house is destroyed, you're ready to rebuild it, but you don't know if you're going to have a water system. Then you're not going to rebuild until you know that. So this has been the sort of the the critical issue that we've been trying to press the White House on.
Flores says the Stafford Act is not just for victims of natural acts.
The Stafford Act is not limited to natural disasters. Normally, you hear about FEMA being involved in natural disasters, but they are involved in other types of disasters as well.
Flores says the utility lines were destroyed by the seismic effect of the April explosion. Closer to home, the congressman says he will be holding a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. Time and location will be announced in the near future. And a Rockdale woman is facing murder charges after a 2-year-old foster child died in her care. Alexandria Hill was taken off life support 2 days after being taken to the hospital with head injuries. Julie Moody with the Department of Family and Protective Services says they're now investigating the foster mother, Cheryl Small, and the child placing agency, Texas Mentor.
This is a horrible, horrible tragedy. And, you know, it just serves as a reminder, really, if you suspect child abuse or neglect, or you see it, please report it to our hotline.
According to Rockdale Police, Small gave inconsistent accounts as to what happened to Alexandria. Texas Mentor has been investigated by CPS in the past for not conducting required background checks. WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're gonna love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, and that system is going to be responsible for keeping temperatures at or above 100 degrees for the afternoon highs this week. Sunshine today, 100 to 105. Overnight clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Aggies reported to fall ball yesterday. Practice starts today, and the NCAA is investigating Johnny Manziel. We'll get more on that here in just a little bit. Bria Larson closes out the 2000 World Championships with a gold medal. Cowboys start play, and Ron Washington, the winningest manager in Rangers history. All that and more with sports will do it for you at 7:50.
So nobody hit the Powerball jackpot on Saturday. That means that we're looking at about $400 million for a prize on Wednesday. The midweek jackpot remains below the record $590 million, which was won in May.
Peanuts.
Yeah, by an 84-year-old Florida woman. But as it stands, it would be the third largest Powerball jackpot ever, the fourth largest lottery prize on record. As we know, the tickets went to $2 back in January of 2012. I guess we knew that. As part of the plan to help the jackpots grow faster, and as a result, of course, as those go up, then the ticket sales take off, and, you know, it works. Now, remember this, statistically, no matter how many people play the game, your odds of matching all the numbers remains 1 in 175.2 million. And the Powerball, of course, is played in 43 states in Washington, D.C., and U.S. Virgin Islands. That doesn't matter. it's almost $400 million.
Yeah, I'm willing to throw $2 at that to go, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Why not? Of course, you won't win, but heck, makes you feel good just on the off chance. And then if that happens, then you never show up again. And it's probably more important that Shark Week is starting this week.
Yes, it is. I watched, what is it, Air Shark? Shark Air?
I don't know what that means.
They breach and come out of the water in Africa. They don't do it anyplace else, and so they've done studies on it.
Why is that? Is the water too hot? What happened?
They don't know.
Oh, okay. We don't know yet.
I'm a geek. I'm not that big a geek.
Okay, well, I thought there might have been an explanation, but maybe you have to watch more shows and more commercials to be able to know the answer to that.
Yes.
Sharknado, right, you know, may have been a pretty big hit on the big screen, but apparently people aren't willing to pay good money to actually see it. Apparently, cable channel Sci-Fi teamed up with Fathom Events to put the flick in about 200 movie theaters on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it.
Some midnight screenings were said to have been sold out, although the partners have not released the official number. It tells you it must not have been very good. It's being reported that Sharknado's box office take was about $200,000.
So, wow.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good. So see how that works out. And again, there's a whole lot of difference from sitting in your living room and watching it, right?
Yes.
And being able to go and eat popcorn and watch it with other shark freaks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people knowing I went to that movie and spent money.
Well, that's also true. Yes. I felt
ashamed.
That.
Don't be ashamed if you support it.
I felt that way when I went to see There's Something About Mary. I actually sat next to somebody I know. We didn't go together. I actually sat next to someone I know, and we've never spoken of it since, to be honest with
you. What happens at the movie theater stays at the movie theater.
Exactly. But anyway, it's Shark Week on Discovery Channel. Here are some quick facts for you about shark attacks from the Florida Museum of Natural History's International Shark Attack File. The number of unprovoked shark attacks in 2012 was 80. Unprovoked attack is defined as an incident where an attack on a live human by a shark occurs in the natural habitat without any human provocation. In other words, you weren't going here, shark, or hitting them in the nose or anything like that. The number of attacks that occurred in the U.S. would be 53. The number of attacks worldwide that resulted in death, 7. 7, okay, that's in the last year. The chances of you being attacked by a shark on the East or West Coast beaches, they don't have the Gulf in here, it's 1 in 11 million. It's a better chance than you winning the lottery.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. The chance of drowning while visiting a beach is 1 in 2 million.
Well.
Okay, so as opposed to the shark attack. The number of U.S. Americans killed by sharks between 1985 and the year 2010. Now consider, if you will, that's 25 years. In 25 years, 6 U.S. Americans killed. The number of U.S. Americans killed in tornadoes during the same time period, 125. So.
What about Sharknadoes?
Well, yeah, and then, but maybe if you put them together, that'd be 131.
So,
yeah, okay. Anyway, Sharknado.
Did you come watch on, you know I had to.
Yeah, I know. I never did, but I'm sure it'll be fine. So after bomb threats and other violence in England, Twitter has issued new rules to try to clamp down on abusive behavior. Extra staff has been put in place to handle reports. Everything all right in there?
Everything? I was setting down my coffee mug.
Oh, okay. Because it's high-definition radio. People can hear that. Extra staff has been put
sorry.
On. That's okay. A place to handle. Well, you just need to get a little, you need to knit a little koozie for your coffee mug.
I could set it on one of our amazing WTAW mouse pads.
Could do that. In fact, you could spill it on there and it would still be just fine.
You know what? I might already have.
That's true.
Scott.
Extra staff has been put in place there at Twitter to handle the reports of abuse. And soon, an in-tweet report abuse button, already available on some mobile devices, will be rolled out on the main Twitter website and apps. Okay, so what, if you feel like it's an abusive tweet, then you can report that person? Is that what's going to happen? Did to, did not. Did to, did not. You know, I can just see.
Well, my guess is they can pull and see what they did and didn't do.
Yeah, and make their decision based on. Okay, here we go. The dark gray hoodie that Trayvon Martin was wearing the night he was killed could be headed to the Smithsonian. The director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, which is set to open in 2015, thinks the iconic sweatshirt could be a meaningful addition to its growing collection. It became the symbolic way to talk the Trayvon Martin case. Because it's such a symbol, it will allow you to talk about race in the age of Obama.
I don't...
Yeah, I know. It could
people
take...
People say allow to talk. Well, I don't know. It, stuff I hear is awfully one-sided.
I don't know what you mean. Go ahead. Hello? You can expand on that.
I mean what I said.
Well, what do you mean, one side? You've got to be more, I'm not understanding you. You've got to be more explicit.
Okay. Basically, when things become so aggressive, it's difficult to have any sort of conversation between two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you're not going to change anybody's mind? Is that what you're saying?
No. Nobody, as long as people refuse to go and read, you know, word for word what the president said or word for word what the court, you know, came, the conclusions they came to and the different things that happened. If people are, I'm still running into people who are saying, well, there's no pictures. Go to Wikipedia. You can see pictures. Like,
well, but it's much more fun to get all emotional about it rather than go through the facts, okay? Never let the facts get in the way of a good story, you know?
Isn't the whole point of preserving history so we can know what the facts are?
Well, yes, you're exactly right. That's the purpose of it. And I think the problem with this particular outfit is that all this does is continue to create a very strong and negative response to a situation that exists in America. Again, like you say, unless you've read the transcripts, you have a preconceived notion as to what that hoodie really represents.
Well, I mean, I know I was really upset until I went and read the transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was still upset afterwards, but for different reasons.
I think it's short-sighted on the part of a museum that concerns me that it's the Smithsonian that we're talking about, which is pretty much America's attic, you know?
that's a great, great analogy.
Yeah, and the way that they will now elevate this piece of clothing in a case that the legal system, which we're supposed to support, has exonerated this guy from any wrongdoing. So, you know, any doing that, it's just the same as showing the pictures of a cute little Trayvon Martin as opposed to apparently what he had become.
I just feel like it's being more even more divisive. Yes,
it's being spun by the sides that want it spun in their direction.
Yeah, it's a continuation of a distortion.
It's not, well, if you really do want equality and freedom and things like that, just making everyone angry is not going to fix it.
It doesn't matter. It means Al Sharpton gets more money.
Yeah. And Jesse.
Was that out loud?
Yeah,
I said that out loud.
I know you did.
There's
That's
lots
true.
Of people who have said things like that. Or I was reading an article written by, I think it was Martin Luther King Jr.'s, like his great niece
mm-hmm.
or his
right,
niece.
Right,
or,
right.
And I think it was her that said something like, as long as these baiters can make money, they're going to keep
making
doing
money.
These incendiary
yep.
things.
And she was shushed for doing it. Shh, hush. Don't you're putting the golden goose in harm's way if you do something like that. All right, enough of that. Employees in Newport, Wales are investigating. Newport, Wales decided they wanted to brighten up their city. And so what they did is they put potted plants out, you know, flower pots, and they'd put plants in there. And that looks nice. A lot of cities do that.
Sure.
But they're investigating how pot got planted in the pot. Yeah.
So they have pot plants in their pot
they
plants.
They do. They were trying to spruce up the area. More than 20 cannabis plants were found amongst the other flowers in the pots, which included petunias and begonias. Not surprisingly, when police went to investigate the illegal weed, they found that people had already taken the plants. Well, What the heck? You got the city taking care of it. They're going to water it for you. They're going to fertilize it for you. You got some sunshine out there. That works out
We're
well.
We're just trying to do our best for the city, so we took them down.
That's it.
This is Colter Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Sorry about the numbers, but there's not much we can do about that. 101 or so, all the way up to probably 103 or more as we move on through the week. There is no mention of rain in the forecast. And as noted earlier this morning, there is no rain in the entire state of Texas or in Oklahoma or in Arkansas or Louisiana or, for that matter, Mississippi and Alabama. I mean, there's just a lot of high pressure out there that's got everything pretty well dried up. The other thing is that we're going to have winds that are going to pick up 15 to 20 miles an hour, actually about 20 miles an hour tonight. Same thing for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So that increases the fire hazard as well. So please be extra especially careful. Our low temperature probably around 78 or so each night. Right now, relative humidity is at 90%. We have winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour, and we have 81 out there.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
During the Obamacare fight, voters demanded that Congress live under the same health care provisions they were trying to foist on everybody else. So a Republican amendment was adopted mandating that Congress and staff must be covered by plans created by the law or offered through an exchange. So next year, Congress was supposed to live under Obamacare, just like you and me, putting an end to the generous subsidies that they get now. It could be as much as 75% of their premiums. Now, when they learned in June that they were going to pay thousands more in health care costs like millions of other Americans, the staffers blew a gasket. Lawmakers worried it'd be a brain drain, a mass exodus of staff, if the law was implemented as planned. They weren't alone. As a federal employee myself, said the IRS chief Daniel Werfel, I'd prefer to stay with the current policy I'm pleased with, rather than go through a change to Obamacare. So Obama did something presidents rarely do. He marched to the Capitol, he held a closed-door meeting, and he vowed to personally resolve the problem. So guess what happened? Less than 24 hours after he made that promise, Obama let Congress and staffers off the hook. They get to keep their subsidized health care. Obamacare no longer applies to them, folks. They have been given the same kind of exemptions Obama routinely gives his union donors and favorite businesses. So this law is for you and me, but not for them. They're Washington. They are royalty. They are exempt.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard of some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as greater energy, increased strength and stamina, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Conroe area bar lost its license for 1 month after serving a woman 21 drinks during a four-hour period, which led to a wrong-way crash on Interstate 45 that killed two people and injured a third. Major Randy Field with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission says sometimes servers want to avoid confrontations with their customers.
You know, a lot of times that's an issue. They're afraid there'll be a fight or an argument or something like that take place.
24-year-old Nicole Bacchus of Spring, who entered guilty pleas during her trial, was sentenced to 38 years in prison. Four Rockdale men were arrested yesterday for two local car burglaries, and College Station police believe they committed even more. 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horatio Estrada, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis were found in a car with stolen property from a U-Haul and two other cars after the victim with the U-Haul reported that four men had stolen his things as he unloaded them at the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop. The men also had a gun and drug paraphernalia. The stolen property was returned to the owners. Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former College Station man for stalking and burglarizing the home of an ex-girlfriend 3 years ago.
According to a news release from the district attorney's office, 24-year-old Justin Pressler had a history of stalking and harassing former girlfriends, destroying their property, and retaliating after the women called police. It took the jury 20 minutes to find Pressler guilty of kicking in the door of the victim's home, tearing a mirror off her car window, threatening her for calling police, and taking all her underwear and swimsuits. Pressler was sentenced to 10 years in prison but might be given probation after 6 months. A second jury that wrapped up Friday sent a Houston man to prison for 60 years for stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Cunning Morgan had seven prior felony convictions, including aggravated assault and aggravated robbery. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Getting around the intersection of Texas and University Friday night was a challenge for a couple of hours. The reason was a natural gas line that was cut on the construction site of what used to be the Plaza Hotel. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says the backhoe operator was digging where he was supposed to when a 4-inch main was hit.
We did have traffic blocked off as a safety precaution there at Texas and University. We also had three hotels, the Hampton Inn, the Fairfield Inn, and the Super 8s, all in shelter-in-place orders. You don't want electric starters or anything that could cause a spark in a situation like that.
There was no interruption in natural gas service. While many of President Obama's federal appointments remain up in the air, the Senate has confirmed one associated with A&M. Ryan Crocker, who recently returned to the Bush School, was one of three men recently named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. That agency oversees civilian international media supported by the United States. Crocker is back on campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan and as a lecturer at Yale. The Federal Emergency Management Agency declaring the city of West a major disaster area comes almost a month after an appeal by the governor, supported by 37 members of the Texas congressional delegation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, whose district includes West, says he doesn't know why it took so long. He says this shouldn't have happened.
We've got people living out of their cars up there in the middle of summertime, and it was just unfair to the people of West and the people of Texas to delay the decision like that.
Flores says lessons were learned about how to respond the next time there's a major disaster.
If something like this were to happen in Bryan, Colorado Station, I think what I've learned is we start the political process earlier by putting pressure on the White House.
The congressman says the Stafford Act, which covers natural disasters like tornadoes and hurricanes, also applies to the fertilizer plant explosion that happened in West. In another item, Flores says he will hold a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. The location and time will be announced in the near future. Local and state investigations are underway after a 2-year-old child in foster care died of head injuries she sustained in a Rockdale foster home. Julie Moody with the Department of Family and Protective Services says Cheryl Small has been charged with murder in the death of Alexandria Hill.
We are the agency that is charged with protecting the unprotected. And when something like this happens, it rocks us to our core. We are devastated. This is horrible for everyone involved.
Moody says in addition to Small, they are also investigating the Child Placing Agency Texas Mentor, who put Alexandria in Small's care. Texas Mentor had been cited in the past by CPS for failing to do required background checks. And state lawmakers return to work this afternoon for what will be the first full day of the third special session. Last week, the Senate took just a few minutes to pass what they want voters to consider regarding the use of money from the Rainy Day Fund towards highways. Senator Charles Schwertner was one of three opposed to the proposed constitutional amendment. He wants a minimum amount left in the Rainy Day Fund, and he wants that number set by a majority vote of the Senate and House, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board.
The Legislative Budget Board is 10 legislators, leadership on both sides, both the House side and the Senate side. And they represent about 16% of the population of Texas. And I really think the floor should be set by the legislature as a whole and ratified by the people of Texas.
Schwertner wants to protect one-third of the Rainy Day Fund for emergencies, which at this time would be nearly $5 billion. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Amish Furniture for Generations reminds you this is a great time for you to order furniture, for instance, for Thanksgiving. We've told you that the way that you shop at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other furniture experience, simply because this is solid wood, bench-built furniture that is handcrafted by Amish craftsmen and built the way that you want it, finished the way that you want it. You can save 10% now on over 300 styles because the sale is going on. So you can order that custom table and chairs with Amish Furniture's Builder's Special Sale, which is going on right now. If you want to do a custom order, not only for the holidays, Thanksgiving, but on to Christmas or beyond, now is a great time to do it. There's a large selection in the store so that you can see it, and again, it's custom built the way that you want it. All the furniture is made here in America. If you want some more information, give Ken a call at 260-5050, but best that you go by their showroom. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations sale. It is going on right now. You can save 10% on over 300 styles. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
It's Schlitterbahn. It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
There you go, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, and that system's going to be responsible for keeping temperatures at or above 100 degrees for the afternoon highs this week. Sunshine today, 100 to 105. Overnight clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Unless Texas A&M is somehow found to be implicit on this circumstance.
And if you're wondering about the circumstance, we will share that with you coming up here in about 12 minutes. It's concerning Johnny Manziel. Ron Washington becomes the winningest coach for Texas Rangers in their history of the program. Also, Stroh's info and A-Rod is in the news yet again. They're supposed to announce his suspension later today. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. And don't forget, Kevin, set your DVR because Joy Behar's last appearance on The View will be this Friday. So.
Oh, see, I'll be doing A&M football stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I know that's why you want to capture it so you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I won't have time to even set the DVR for that.
Life is full of small disappointments, isn't it?
I'm crushed.
I know.
It'll be on Netflix
sure
or something ridiculous.
I know you'll be able to. New Hampshire man was awakened by the sound of gunshots. How's that? That's a gunshot.
Got wow. That?
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it is. The problem is it's his own gunshots. Police say the unidentified man from Concord shot himself in the knee while sleepwalking. Ow. That's got to hurt. The man was alone in his house, and his wife was at work at the time. He told police that he had been experiencing nightmares when the loud bang woke him up. Taken to a hospital, and they're ruling it an accident. So, there you go.
That's a bad day.
Why are you sleepwalking with a gun? I don't understand that.
Because maybe he's got a lot of gubs around the house.
Could well be. I don't know. Story here from Colorado County. Colorado County, that's... Columbus is the county seat of Colorado County, down there near the coast. Couple held at gunpoint by suspects inside their home. They were then forced to drive to the bank where the wife worked. The suspects forced the woman to take out an undisclosed amount of cash. Suspects then forced the husband to drive them in his truck. And that's when the husband of the bank employee was able to gain access to the firearm he had in the truck. Yes, indeed. See, shouldn't have done that. Short time later, authorities responded to a 911 call. When officers arrived, they found the two suspects with gunshot wounds lying on the ground near the pickup. One suspect flown to a hospital in critical condition. The other died on his way to the hospital in an ambulance.
And at some point, the words were uttered, "You might ought and shouldn't have done that."
Yeah. This was not a good choice. Not a good choice. Again,
you never want to see anybody die.
No, you don't.
But you know, karma's just rough.
By the way, I haven't seen this anyplace else. I don't know. Maybe Kat, maybe you can find some more information about this.
Okay.
But just this one, I have this one little snippet here. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice scrambling because the supply of drugs used for executions expires next month. See if you can find something about that. As Ron White says, if you kill somebody in Texas, we kill you back.
We do.
U.S. Americans will no longer have to travel to Spain to get trampled by hordes of running bulls.
Oh, we're going to do that here?
Yes, we are. The Great Bull Run. This will be a new U.S.-based event. Will allow those folks who want to be that kind of thrill seeker to experience Pamplona's favorite pastime right here stateside. First run will be held near Richmond, Virginia on August the 24th.
Wouldn't it make more sense to do it at Bull Run?
Well, you know it would, wouldn't it?
But,
you know,
in the Dakotas?
It's like a, you know, probably a national monument. They can't do that.
Yeah, true.
5,000 people already have signed up to sprint through a fenced-in course set up on a drag strip. Well, That's a straight line. Exactly. You got to be able to twist and turn. Put those little pylons out there. See how that works out for you. Anyway, 5,000 people have signed up for that. Second event is scheduled for October in Atlanta. We got more planned right here in Texas.
The north side of downtown Bryan would be perfect for it.
It would. You could just, man, make them cut, and then they could split and turn one way or the other.
And it fits perfectly with the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival.
That's exactly right.
I have just come up with a promotion for downtown Bryan.
We're looking for a reason for that to be a destination. All right. Anyway.
Problem solved.
Texas, Florida, California, Minnesota. Oh, sure, Minnesota. They're going to put little corks on the ends of the bull's horns in Minnesota. Pennsylvania, put marshmallows on them. Pennsylvania and Illinois also sometime in the future.
And pillows for your fanny.
Yeah. The organizers of the Great Bull Run, you think they can get Red Bull to sponsor it? I mean, it's too easy.
They might.
Yeah. Organizers of the Great Bull Run say their event will be safer than the famous Spanish festival that inspired them, where many runners are brutally gored every year and sometimes even killed. The course will have built-in coves that will allow participants to quickly get out of a bull's path.
Well, that kind of defeats the flipping purpose, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. And the bulls, they say, will be bred locally and less aggressive. Oh, good. We're going to get contented Holsteins to slowly meander
down
the street.
Bunch of Ferdinands.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike Pamplona, the organizers say the bulls will not be killed or deliberately mistreated.
Moo. Okay. Or whatever.
Yeah. Still, the Humane Society predictably unimpressed. These are events, and they are a shameful example of the cruelty for the sake of nothing more than entertainment and profit.
See, that bothers me. If PETA was mad, though, I'd be all for it.
Yeah. Now, where's the profit? You have to pay to sign up to do this?
Oh, you know you do.
Do you have to pay in Pamplona?
I don't believe you do.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you just got to be one of the ones who's able to get in there and sign up.
But these mud runs and stuff like that, the interesting runs now, instead of just a 5K, it's a 5K through an obstacle course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing they're going to do the same thing, just instead of an obstacle course, you got bulls.
Yeah, well.
Downtown Bryan, I'm telling you.
But again.
That's a prize-winning idea.
Again, listen to you. But we got to put the coves in. We don't have any coves. The coves of downtown Bryan.
There's room in North Bryan.
It'll work.
This is Jeff Mursky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
What's your reaction when I say the word math? You're probably either perking up or cringing right now. Math seems to be one of those love it or hate it propositions. And let's face it, some of us just aren't good with numbers. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Since even the best parent can pass on to their child a personal bias about a subject, I want to give you some simple steps to help your kids get off to a good start with arithmetic. A study at the University of Chicago found that simply talking to your young children about numbers can help improve their success in math once they start school. Research researchers recorded the in-home interactions between parents and their preschoolers, and then analyzed the link between mom and dad's talk about numbers and their children's math proficiency after starting school. And here's something else to consider. Other studies have shown that if a child has a good grasp of math when he first starts school, he'll be more likely to have success in math as he gets older. Now, I'm not suggesting that you torture your preschooler with trigonometry equations. Kids need to be kids. But try incorporating some numbers into their daily conversations. Help your daughter count the little duckies on her blanket. Or encourage your son to line up his matchbox cars and count them. The possibilities are endless. As with so many things, a child's success in math can be greatly influenced by the time and attention he receives from mom and dad at home. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51. The Aggies reported to fall football yesterday, and practice starts today, but all the talk surrounds the NCAA investigation on whether A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel was paid for signing hundreds of autographs in January. Two unidentified sources say the Heisman Trophy winner signed items in exchange for a five-figure fee during his trip to Miami for the BCS championship game. Three sources said Manziel signed photographs, footballs, and mini football helmets and other items at the request of autograph broker Drew Tillman. Two sources who were aware of the signing arrangement told Outside the Lines on ESPN that Tymon approached Manziel on January the 6th when he landed at Fort Lauderdale. If the NCAA investigation finds that Manziel has violated NCAA bylaws, which reads, accepting money for promoting or advertising the commercial sale of a product or service, he could be ruled ineligible. In a statement, Jason Cook, A&M Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs, said, quote, it's the A&M longstanding practice not to respond to such questions concerning specific student athletes. Texas A&M declined any further comment. This is not the first time the NCAA has looked at Manziel due to autographs. A separate investigation was launched March the 6th concerning autographs, and it was found that they were being sold after he'd signed them for someone else. Here's ESPN's college football insider Joe Shad on whether there are any ramifications for A&M.
Unless Texas A&M is somehow found to be implicit on this circumstance, which there is no evidence at all of that, this is really a circumstance in which the NCAA will interview people who may or may not have knowledge of the circumstances of these alleged signings. They will, of course, check and ask for Johnny Manziel's records. Very typical of any major NCAA investigation. They're going to want to see his bank records, his phone records. They're going to want to check his text messages.
There was a previously scheduled press conference that will happen today with Aggie head football coach Kevin Sumlin at 11:30. Now, this will be carried live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And to see more on this story, you can go to WTAW.com. Aggie swimmer Bria Larson closed out the 2013 FINA World Championships on Sunday with a gold medal in the 400-meter medley relay and a fourth-place individual finish in the 50-meter breaststroke. A&M junior Sarah Henry received the Female High Points Award in the 2013 U.S. Open Championship after scoring an impressive 79 points in five events. Henry was the only swimmer in the meet to reach the championship final in five events, and she placed in the top five in all five races. And for a lot of folks, football officially started yesterday because Sunday Night Football was on, and the Dallas Cowboys did pretty well.
Shotgun, more third and eight. Selby's coming. He throws it over the middle. Tipped incomplete. Intercepted by Holloman, the rookie. Holloman with a stiff arm to the 15. Holloman with his first big play in a Dallas uniform. Devontae Holloman, 75 yards for the Cowboy touchdown.
Cowboys defeated the Dolphins 24-20 in the Hall of Fame game last night. The Cowboys controlled most of the game just one night after their former offensive lineman, Larry Allen, and former head coach Bill Parcells were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Tony Romo sat out for Dallas, and here's Nick Stevens on doing something other than practicing and hitting his own teammates.
Physically, you know, it was definitely good to get to go against somebody else, but it's physical every day in practice for us. You know, I'm going against Lismore, and I'm going against Hatcher, you know, on a daily basis. So, I mean, these guys are some of the best in the league, and I get a great opportunity to practice against those guys, so it prepares me well for when I get a chance to come out here.
On now to baseball, Ron Washington became the winningest manager in Rangers history as Texas beat Oakland 4-0 yesterday. Adrian Beltre had two hits and drove in a couple runs for the Rangers, and the Texas Rangers have won 6 of 7 to move within 2.5 games of the AL West division leading Athletics. Here's the Rangers skipper after the milestone win.
Well, it makes me feel good. You know, we got it done quick. The organization deserve a lot of credit. You know, the development people deserve a lot of credit. My coaching staff deserve a lot of credit, and the players deserve a lot of credit, because I don't think I could accomplish this. Matter of fact, I know I couldn't accomplish it without the players going out there and giving their best every day and believing in what we're trying to do here. And, you know, there's a lot more to come.
Minnesota Twins beat the Astros 3-2, and in Bombers baseball, they dropped to the Generals 9-3. In other major league news, they have informed the New York Yankees that Alex Rodriguez will be suspended Monday, but can play while he appeals the penalty. According to a person familiar with the deliberations, the person also says the Yankees were not told of the extent and length of the suspension, but they were left under the impression it would go through the 2014 season. Rodriguez said on Saturday that he planned to rejoin his teammates in time for their series opener against Chicago tonight. In the PGA, Tiger Woods completed an impressive victory at the Firestone National Country Club yesterday, capturing the Bridgestone Invitational by 7 shots over Keegan Bradley and Henrik Stenson.
Overall, it was a solid day, and I played well and played conservative, but also played very aggressive to my spots.
And in NASCAR, Kasey Kahne whizzed by Jeff Gordon with 2 laps left and earned his second Sprint Cup win of the season, taking the GoBowling.com 400 at the Pocono Raceway.
I'm just glad I didn't give that one away, because I knew we had the best car, and if I didn't win the race today, I felt pretty bad.
Kurt Busch was third, followed by Ryan Newman and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Series point leader Jimmy Johnson ended up 13th after a blown tire knocked him out of the lead. And that's your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. doctor?
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Okay, you're going to be able to run with the Bulls in Baytown December the 7th. It's going to cost you some money. It's at a drag strip again. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But anyway, we'll tell you more about that.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah. High today about 100, 101, 104, 105, what the heck, you know. Low will be in the upper 70s. No chance of rain in the forecast as far as we can see. Right now it's 81. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.